在里面。Who's in your tummy?
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brandon live broadcast. It is great to be here this evening. God bless you. And praise the Lord, we're here tonight. I was kind of hoping to postpone, and I didn't realize that I was going to get down out of work early. And it's just good to be here, and it's just praise the Lord. Amen. God has been more good to me than I deserve. And it's just awesome to be here. Amen. And we're going to be talking today about the Order of the Illuminati. We're going to be getting into the history of the Illuminati. There's actually a lot of things we're going to be getting into, and the biggest source chunk I'm going to be getting my information from is notes that I have actually taken from Doc Marquise's video. Doc Marquise, when he was still here, he isn't here anymore. Our dear brother passed on and went to be with the Lord, but he did a video a while back, but he did this video entitled The Arrival of the Antichrist, and it just really outlined the history of the Illuminati. It outlined just some things about the religion of the Illuminati, the global conquest. We'll be kind of getting into a little bit of that today. We're also going to be getting into the great seals of the of what really is the Illuminati, but it's the great seals that actually were incorporated on our dollar bill. Okay, so we're going to be getting into the great seals. Okay, the two great seals. Okay, and then we're also going to be getting into just. Actually, I think that's kind of probably be it, but we'll also be getting into, I'm going to be kind of sharing some people who are allegedly in the Illuminati, people that are actually in it and stuff like that. So we're going to be talking about, some people that were in it. But before we do, And actually, when we do start off, I'm going to kind of start off as recapping what we talked about last time. And I'm going to be getting into the history of it. And I'm going to be try to tie in the Jesuits into the Order of the Illuminati and how it all fits together. And hopefully I can kind of set a baseline to show that, maybe draw a connection to the Jesuits, which are part of the Vatican. And remember that the last time I said is that the Jesuits are indeed the Vatican military, and the Jesuits are indeed a military order that is a part of the Roman Catholic Church. And I'm not going to apologize for what I said, but I did get a little overly zealous. So I do want to apologize for the overly zealous, but I'm not going to apologize of what I said. And I'm going to try to tie in the Jesuits into the Illuminati. And there is a reason for that, because its founder was a former Jesuit priest. Okay, but there's also going to be kind of like a thin line I'm also going to draw off too of where Freemasonry fits in all this, because there's some things about Freemason, there's some things you may not know of what this founder did in Freemasonry, okay? So we're going to be getting into the Illuminati and the order of it, and we're going to be kind of getting into some history. And so with that said, before we get into all this, and I got a lot to share with you today, and I got some sources on the internet I'm going to be sharing with you today. Of course, I will be posting my sources on with this video to show and document where those sources come from, so that it doesn't look like I'm just plagiarizing or claiming that any of the sources is just stuff that I dreamt up or whatnot. Okay, so I just want to I'm going to be sure to cite my sources so that you guys can have them, so you can actually see for yourself where I'm getting this information, okay? But anyways, it's good to be here this evening. I just praise God and thank you all for those who will be tuning in and are tuning in. And I just want to just kind of get into some things here today. Let's see here. I was looking on Drudge Report today, or just not today, but just a few minutes ago. And where did I find that at? I gotta find it. But there is. Let's see here. Here we go. I found it. This comes from CNBC. CNBC. I don't know. CNBC. Why is that just going crazy on me? That's weird. Okay, the title of it is Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will miss... Oh, wait a minute. I thought... Hang on a second. Let's see here. Never mind. I thought that was something else. I thought maybe she was going to retire and all that stuff. I misread that. I apologize. We're not going to go there. Oh, my word. I just got out of Drudge Report. My computer's going really wacky and crazy for some reason, and I don't know why. Let's see here. Let's figure out what can we talk about today? What can we talk about before the message? Okay, I do want to mention this, okay? Never mind. I'm gonna actually probably do a message on it at some point in the future, but we'll see how it goes. Let's see here. Wow, there's really not all. There's a lot of stuff on here, but it's just, I don't know. Oh, here's interesting. Federal workers get zero pay stubs. As shutdown drags on. Let's see here. Federal employees receive pay stubs with nothing but zeros on them Friday as the effects of the government shutdown hit home, deepening anxieties about mortgage payments and unpaid bills. All total, an estimated 800,000 government workers missed their first paycheck for the first time since the shutdown began. Employees posted pictures of pay statements on Twitter, and let's see here. Okay, you want to know something? Here's what I think. I think it's good that if there are certain corrupt government workers, okay, that are not getting paid. Okay, if there are government workers that are corrupt. And they're not getting paid. If they're not getting paid in a shutdown, that's good, because that at least will teach them, you know, how valuable money is, and how hardworking people work hard to get it, and we get very little of it. And yet, here's the thing: politicians really should give up their paychecks for those who are hardworking minimum wage earners, and those politicians should go out and get a job. That's what I think. Amen. Can I get an amen on God's people on that? I think, you know, I don't like that. I got to think of another button for that. But here's the thing. Politicians need to learn how hard it is to get money. And I think they need to get out and get a job and not depend on the government to give them money. Amen. They should learn how hard it is to earn money at minimum wage. So I'm going to tell you something. It is very difficult to earn money at minimum wage and pay your bills. How I do it, it's by the grace of God I do it. Amen? And anyways, I don't know. I don't have... I thought maybe I'd get something out of, Drudge Report. I'm just not seeing a whole lot that I can just, anyways, so we're not going to... That's going to be it for that, all right? We're going to continue on. We're going to move on here. Let's do prayer requests, okay? Anybody who's watching, okay, do any of you have a prayer request that you want to share? If you do, please enter it. If you're watching on Facebook, please enter it on the message thing. And if you want me to share it, go ahead and say it. If not, just message me after and I'll pray for you, okay? But while you guys are thinking on that, let's throw out some prayer requests, okay? We have a fellow sister with her mother. Please pray for strength for her. And please pray for her mother. Her mother's not doing very well. So please pray for this fellow sister in the Lord. She would very much appreciate your prayers. And I know she would very much appreciate prayers for her as for strength. So please pray for this fellow sister, okay? Please pray for a fellow brother who has unsaved family members. Pray that that they will come to the knowledge of the truth and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Please pray for a fellow sister, for her father, for salvation. And I'm going to tell you something, brother Ryan. I'm sure I don't know if many of you know, but Brother Ryan also is another preacher of the gospel who has a gospel show kind of like mine, but his is modeled a little bit differently than mine, and that's fine. We all have our different, unique gifts and talents, amen? And so, just a shout-out to Brother Ryan. I love you. God bless you. Keep on preaching the word. Please pray for Brother Ryan and his ministry. They sure need your prayers, as I need your prayers, amen? Pray for this message, because I'm going to be getting into the Illuminati. I'm going to be getting into the seals, the great seals, the history of the Illuminati. I'm going to be getting on how the founder was a Jesuit and how it could potentially connect with the Illuminati. So please pray for this message, because I'm going to tell you something. I think after I'm done with this message, the devil's really going to start kicking me around. And he's going to start kicking me around like just a chew toy. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. That was pretty bad. A chew toy is usually associated with a dog, but I ain't no chew toy. You know that? I am not going to let the devil use me as a chew toy. As a matter of fact, I'd rather use the devil as a chew toy. That's kind of terrible. But I seriously want to take the sword and cut the devil's head off. He makes me mad. So pray for me. We have a fellow sister who has a childhood friend. I don't know if you want me to say the person's name or not, but this particular friend of hers has breast cancer, and her mother is also sick. Also pray for her family to be saved. Amen. So pray for them and keep them in your prayers. And, listen, this is good. We need to pray for one another. Amen. Prayer answers things. Amen. We need to pray for each other. We need to exhort each other and lift each other up. That's what we need. Amen. And, by the way, the sister, I know you're watching. We might have some Who's Your Daddy moments, and I'm actually going to be using a particular thing as kind of my startup thing. Who's Your Daddy kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be kind of my signature thing. I don't know, I don't want to say signature thing, but that's going to be kind of my funny kind of laughter thing, you know. But anyways, that's a whole new topic, that's a whole different thing. Pray for Brother Joey. Brother Joey has pain. He's I don't know. I feel bad for him because a lot of times when I message him and stuff like that, he has pain, and I just can't imagine the pain that he must have because, you know, just I just can't imagine having to wake up, you know, feeling pain every day. So pray for comfort for him. He's got his good days, he's got his bad days, but pray for him. Please pray for Brother Ryan, for his ministry and his family. We got a fellow sister who I think it's a relative, if I remember correctly, but pray for a job for this particular loved one and a direction in his life, okay? So you pray for them, you pray for this sister's loved one here for direction for this person and a job. And we'll go from there. Amen. So anyways, that's going to be it for the prayer requests. Let's see here. Okay, we're going to be talking about today, on today's program, we are going to be talking about the Order of the Illuminati, the most, probably going to be one of the most topics that people, you know, probably going to look at me and laugh and point and stuff like that, and probably because people don't know and people just, they're unlearned, you know what I'm saying? So, but anyways, hopefully they won't do that. I don't think they will. But anyways, we're going to be talking about the Order of the Illuminati, okay? I want to pose a question, okay? I'm going to use it as a launching point for my message tonight, okay? My question to you guys, and I want you to think on this, okay? And I'm serious. Is Roman Catholicism, the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, is or could the Vatican be the centralized head for all these occultic groups, such as Freemasonry, the Illuminati, the Rosicrucians? In other words, is the Vatican the head? In other words, are they responsible for trying to bring about a new world order? Are they responsible for that? Here's why I pose that. Because there is Pope Francis, the talking fascist pope, and I say that because he seems to be really heavily into socialism, and fascism. I don't know about fascism, but maybe socialism would be a better word, I don't know. But anyways, Pope Francis, the talking pope, is trying to gather all these world religions and to bring about a one world religion. Okay, now listen, this is part, you got to remember, Roman Catholicism is pagan, okay? Roman Catholicism is not Christian, it's pagan. And you have a Jesuit pope who's trying to bring about a one world religion, and this is part of what the Illuminati is planning, okay? Now, the Jesuits, okay? The founder of the Illuminati, his name is Dr. Adam Weishaupt. Okay? Dr. Adam Weishaupt. And Dr. Adam Weishaupt was a Jesuit priest. Okay? He was a former Jesuit priest. The school that he was educated in was a Jesuit institution. It was so Jesuit. It was such a Jesuit institution that school had to closely monitor at what he would teach, that what he would say and speak. Okay, and Dr. Adam Weishaupt was a Jesuit. He was a Jesuit. I mean, he was Catholic. He was a Roman Catholic. Why? Because the Jesuits they're Catholic, because they answer to the Pope. Amen. Now, how many of you guys ever see movies like Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, or any of the James, or ever heard of the James Bond films, or even gone into the Marvel comics? Okay, here's why I say this, because Hollywood, they actually show you the Illuminati in different forms. And here's what I mean by that, okay? In the movie Mission Impossible, okay? Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, okay? There was a shadow organization called the Syndicate, okay? The Syndicate was a rogue nation, was a rogue terrorist organization that stemmed from British Secret Service. Okay, the Syndicate actually was created in Britain, in the British Secret Service, MI6, okay? And the Syndicate was a group of terrorists that were wanting to bring out a whole new order, okay? The leader of that was Solomon Lane, okay? Now, they made another Mission Impossible movie after that, called Fallout, okay? Mission Impossible Fallout. And that movie was about how Solomon Lane is already arrested and taken into custody by several nations to be questioned and tried for his crimes. And the remaining parts of the Syndicate, check this out. You ready for this? The remaining parts of the Syndicate that were left behind were known as the Apostles. That's a... The Apostles were an extremist group that were going around to bring about a new order, a new world order, okay? They wanted to bring about a socialistic, communistic order, okay? And so, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation was about the Syndicate, okay? The Syndicate was a whole bunch of agents that were presumed dead and were basically alive, but they had agents everywhere, okay? And by the way, why do I say that's part of the Illuminati? Because the Illuminati, they've got people everywhere, okay? The Illuminati is in Hollywood. They're in conjunction with business, with news, politics. They've got their tentacles, pun intended, everywhere. The Illuminati is a syndicate. It is a demonic, satanic syndicate to bring about a new world order so that the Antichrist can rule on this earth for a short time. That is the Illuminati's goal. And I say short time because God is going to allow the Antichrist to take over the world, but eventually God is going to destroy the Antichrist and throw him into the lake of fire where he belongs. Amen. So the Syndicate is an example of the Illuminati. In the James Bond films, they code it as Spectre. Okay, Spectre is an acronym. It's like Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Revenge, and Extortion. Or Terrorism, Revenge, and Extortion. Okay, Spectre is another part where they have people everywhere, and they just create hostile. They basically, it's order ad chaos, okay, which is Latin for order out of chaos. Okay, so they create chaos, and out of that, they create the order. Okay, now the Marvel universe, okay, Captain America, Iron Man, you know, all them, okay, this is probably a closely relation, okay, but there is an organization called Hydra, okay, Hydra is wanting world domination, okay, that's what the Illuminati want, they want world domination, okay, so you see, that Hollywood is showing that the Illuminati exists, and they do. But they sugarcoat it, and they basically repackage it into different names for different movies. But it's all talking about the Illuminati. And a lot of the people in Hollywood are part of the Illuminati. And we're going to be getting into some names of those who are in it, okay? But anyways, so the Illuminati is a group of people to bringing about a new world order. Okay? Now, here's what I want to do. And we're going to be getting into scripture, okay? We will. But we're going to be kind of getting into some history first. Okay. So, there was a man by the name of Amschel Moses Bauer, okay? He was a Jewish money lender, okay? This is who Amschel Moses Bauer was. He was a Jewish money lender, okay? And in 1743, there was a boy that was born by the name of Mayer Amschel Bauer, okay? So Mayer Amschel Bauer, okay, which is the son of Amschel Moses Bauer, okay, Mayer was born in 1743, okay? Now, 5 years later, okay, on February 6th of 1748, Adam Weishaupt was born, okay? Now, why do I mention about Mayer Amschel Bauer? Okay, because it turns out that Mayer Amschel Bauer in the year 1773 changed his name to Rothschild. Okay, that's where the Rothschilds come into play. Okay, the reason why I mention this is because it was the Rothschilds who funded, and probably still funds, the organization called the Illuminati, okay? They're the ones that fund it, okay? They're bankers, they're money lenders. In other words, the Rothschilds are banksters. Hang on a second. I was kind of making a joke because, you know, like the term gangster, you know, gangsters with Tommy guns, with pinstripe suits going around, you know, causing havoc, you know, back in the 20s and 30s. But instead of gangster, it's bankster, because they're basically gangsters, but they deal with money, so they're banksters. No, okay, but seriously, the Rothschilds are the banksters. They're the ones controlling the money. And by the way, they're the ones... The Rothschilds are the ones that are responsible for the central banking system in America. They're the ones that are responsible for the Federal Reserve. And I'm going to tell you something. The Federal Reserve is so damaging. It's so damaging to our nation that the Federal Reserve was designed to keep people enslaved to debt. This is why God wants his people out of debt. Amen. Because God does not want his people in bondage. Okay. I did a message. I think it was just yesterday. I did a message on Moses and how Pharaoh was putting the people, he was putting Israel in the children of Israel in bondage because they were afraid. Guess what? That's what they're going to try to do in America. You know why? Because all these leftist Illuminati people that are in control and pulling the strings, they're afraid. They don't want the American people armed. So guess what they're going to do? They're going to put them in bondage. They're going to put this nation in bondage. How do they do it? They do it by money. But they're also going to do it in other ways too. Brainwashing, MK Ultra, which by the way, MK Ultra was a Nazi. It was a Nazi brainwashing program that was brought over to America under Operation Paperclip. Anyways, so let's get to But anyway, so we see here that, we see that Mayor Amschelbauer was born in 1743. Okay? Now, Dr. Adam Weishaupt was born 5 years later in 1748. Okay? Now, I gotta find my, I got some stuff pulled up here, and I'm just gonna kinda go through here. Let's see here. Okay, so, Dr. Adam Weishaupt was born in 1748 in Ingolstadt. Part of my German. Okay, I'm not gonna use but anyways, part of my German. He was born in 1748 in Ingolstadt, a city in the Electorate of Bavaria, now part of modern-day Germany. That means he was a German. He was a German. He was a German Catholic. Weishaupt was a descendant of Jewish converts to Christianity. Orphaned at a young age, his scholarly uncle took care of his education and enrolled him in a Jesuit school. Okay, again, this is where the Jesuits come to play. Okay, this is where the Jesuits come in. He was enrolled in a Jesuit school. Okay. After completing his studies, Weishaupt became a professor of natural and canon law at the University of Ingolstadt. Married and started a family, on the surface, it was a conventional enough career until 1784, when the Bavarian state learned of his incendiary ideas. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce things right now. Some of these words are hard to pronounce. Let's see here. A closer look at his upbringing, however, reveals that Weishaupt always had a restless mind. As a boy, he was an avid reader, consuming books by the latest French Enlightenment philosophers in his uncle's library. Bavaria at that time was a deeply conservative and Catholic. Weishaupt was not the only one who believed that the monarchy and the church was repressing freedom of thought. Okay, so he was a Catholic. Weishaupt was indeed a Catholic, and he was a Jesuit. That's who he was. An interesting kind of factoid. In 1773, Pope Clemens XIV suppressed the Jesuits. Okay, and also it was also in this year, like I said, that Mayor Amschelbauer changed his last name into Rothschild. This is where the Rothschilds get. This is where the Rothschilds start to pop up in the year 1773. The coat of arms of the Rothschilds was a red shield that had another shield within the shield. Okay. By the way, I'll show it here. I'll show it. Okay. Here we go. So, this is the notes that I took, okay? But you see that right there? Look at that. That is the Rothschild coat of arms right there. That's their coat of arms. It's a red shield, okay? A red shield. A shield within a shield. Yeah, it's a shield within a shield, okay? Now, on May 1st, 1776, when was our country founded? It was in 1776, wasn't it? On May 1st, 1776, let's stop right there for a second. You know what May 1st is? May 1st is May Day. And no, it is not the thing that people say when they're going down in a plane. That's a... No, that was a bad joke. You know how, like, when planes go down, they say, Mayday, 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 you know? Mayday. That was a bad joke. But anyways, on May 1st, 1776, this is on Mayday. This is an occultic high day. So on an occultic high day, Dr. Adam Weishaupt began the Order of the Illuminati with the financial backup of Mayor Amschel Rothschild. So Mayor Amschel Rothschild was the one who backed up the Illuminati. Okay? May, August, September. Oh, interesting. Okay, I was just thinking of something. Anyways, so on May 1st, 1776, Adam Weishaupt begins the Illuminati with the financial backing of the Rothschilds. So the Rothschilds are helping to fund the Illuminati. Okay. Now, in September of that year, September of 1776, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams were chosen by Congress to create the seals of the United States of America. Okay? So, September of that year. So, May, be June, July, August, September. So, 4 months after when the Illuminati got started, they got chosen, coincidentally, they got chosen to create the seal of the United States. Okay? And in 1777, Dr. Adam Weishaupt, okay, check this out, okay? In 1777, Dr. Adam Weishaupt, who was a Jesuit priest who started the Illuminati, okay, infiltrated the Masons for Illuminati membership by entering as an entered apprentice in the Masons. So here's what happened. In that following year, Dr. Adam Weishaupt, okay, Dr. Adam Weishaupt infiltrated the Masons. He became a Freemason to gain Illuminati membership. Okay? Now, I know I kind of jumped ahead there for a second, but I want to kind of go back here just a second. Let's go back on the night of May 1st. Okay? So there were five men total that became... So there were five men that had their first Illuminati meeting, okay? And there, they were to establish the rules that were to govern the order. And all future candidates for admission required the members' consent, a strong reputation with well-established familial and social connections and wealth. Okay? Now, here's what's interesting. In the beginning, the order's membership had three levels. Okay? Novices, minervals, and illuminated minervals. Minerval referred to the Roman goddess of wisdom. Minerva reflecting the order's aim to spread true knowledge or illumination about how society and the state might be reshaped. Hang on a second. That's a... That's the New World Order right there. Okay? That's the whole New World Order. Let's see here. So, let's see here. I'm not seeing exactly the names of the five people. But when the Illuminati first started, it was three levels, okay? It's interesting on how they bring in the Roman goddess. That's that whole, you know, pagan tradition. So what Weishaupt is doing is taking Roman pagan traditions and mixing it into and creating an order called the Illuminati. And what he's done, I believe, is he's taken stuff that he learned probably as a Jesuit and incorporating it in the Illuminati. Okay? But I want to kind of get back to this here, since we kind of, you know, since I mentioned that, I wanted to be sure to mention that, but kind of going back to the 1777, okay? So after after a year, or not a year, but in that next year, in 1777, Weishaupt infiltrates the Freemasons to get more membership, okay? And Adam Weishaupt did create 13 degrees in the Illuminati, but later on was reduced to 6 degrees in the Illuminati to make things less complicated. So eventually, once things sort of got settled in, it started out with 13 degrees and they brought it down to 6. That's an interesting number. It seems like 13 and 6 are like numbers that are really just, I don't know, they just really, they're really stick out in the occult, amen? So that's interesting, okay? Now, I want to get into a little bit of the Illuminati's religion, okay? How many of you that are watching have heard or know a place called Stonehenge? Just curious, how many of you guys know about Stonehenge, okay? The Stonehenge in the British Isles, okay, were made for pagan worshippers, okay? The Stonehenge was a place where you had this, there was a group of people called the Celts, okay? And in the Celts, there was a priestly class called the Druids. And they would go to Stonehenge 8 times a year in means of worshiping their pagan gods, okay? But the Stonehenge was also to serve as kind of a astronomical place to look at the stars, okay? But they also use it as a place and means of worship. Paganism all started with the first occultic family, which would be Semiramis, Nimrod, and Tammuz. Okay, now Tammuz is indeed in the Bible. Okay, God shows us about how there were women weeping for Tammuz. And we're actually going to get to that scripture here in a bit. And I want to kind of take this and correlate it to Roman Catholicism. Because I'm going to tell you something. And the things that I'm telling you here is that this is what the Illuminati's religion is. Their religion is witchcraft, okay? And it's pagan, okay? It's pagan. Nimrod was Semiramis' son and was a great hunter against God, okay? He was. But after Nimrod died, Semiramis took the occultic religion underground and told her priests that she was having a Immaculate Conception, when really Nimrod had incestual relations with his own mother. Okay? So Semiramis was the mother. Okay? Nimrod was the son, and he had incest. He committed incest. Okay? By the way, I have to check this to see, but I'm pretty sure the Rothschilds are also a family that practiced incest, because they're trying to, as quote unquote, as preserving their bloodline. Okay, but Nimrod was the son of Semiramis, and he had incestual relations with his mother. That is disgusting. to the core. That's not right. That's just not right. And Semiramis gave birth to a son named Tammuz, who was said to being the reincarnation of the god, little g, Nimrod. Nimrod is such a Nimrod, isn't he? But Tammuz, okay, now think about this, okay? Semiramis said that she was having this immaculate conception. By the way, there is only one who actually had an immaculate conception. In other words, there is only one who was a virgin that conceived seed by the Holy Ghost. That was Mary. Mary was the only one who was a virgin, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, she conceived and bare our Lord and Savior. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. Semiramis, by saying that she had an immaculate conception, it is a perversion of what really happened with Mary. Okay? Semiramis is a perversion of that. Okay, because this is all a pagan religion, amen. Now Tammuz only lived to being 40 years old, and guess what? He died from a wild boar. Okay, let me tell you something. This is where Catholics, okay, Roman Catholicism, this is where they get their Lent from. The death of Tammuz. Okay? Turn with me in your Bibles to Ezekiel 8:14. Ezekiel 8:14. When you find it, say amen. There we go. Ezekiel 8:14. Ezekiel 8:14. Alright, I'm here. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, Ezekiel 8:14, it says, "Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz." Let me tell you something. In Roman Catholicism, Lent is 40 days. One day represents a year of Tammuz's life. The Easter ham is represented as the boar that killed Tammuz. Okay? That is why Easter is not a Christian holiday. Ishtar. That Easter is a pagan fertility holiday. That's what that is. Okay? That's what that is. And Lent is not biblical. Well, okay, God shows us what Lent is, but Lent is not a biblical concept either. Because when I say that, meaning that you should not be going after false gods. Okay, Lent is a pagan tradition. It is not a Christian tradition. Okay, and by the way, all this is part of the religion of the Illuminati, which should tell you that that the Illuminati must have some sort of Roman Catholicism connection, because the founder, Dr. Adam Weishaupt, was a Jesuit. The Jesuits are the military to the Vatican, in which they report to the Pope. So, the question I have is the Vatican the head or is responsible for all these groups? of all these groups trying to usher in a new world order. Well, apparently there seems to be a connection with the Jesuits being connected with the Vatican, which, and then because of Dr. Adam Weishaupt's connection with the Jesuits, then in turning is in connection with the Illuminati. Now listen, for all those who are Catholic, listen, I just want to let you know, I love you, okay? I do. But in Roman Catholicism, they teach that you must work and do works to enter into heaven. And that's not what the Bible says. Jesus Christ paid the price in full, which means that the works that you do because you are saved, not to be saved. Okay? The Lord Jesus Christ paid that price in full. There is nothing any of us can do to have our salvation. Amen? And listen, my prayer is that for all those who are Catholic, my prayer is that you come to the saving knowledge of grace and truth. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. The Roman Catholic Church, one of their forbidden books is the King James Bible. Okay? The Roman Catholic Church hates the King James Bible. And that is the Bible that I use. And that is the only Bible I will preach out of. Therefore, if I use it, most likely they will hate me for it. And you got to remember, it was the Roman Catholic Church that persecuted and killed born-again Christians for refusing to bow down to the Pope. Okay? The Roman Catholic Church has a lot of blood on its hands. Okay? Constantine was the first Pope, not Peter. Constantine was the one who married paganistic tradition with Christianity. Okay? It was Constantine who started it all. Constantine is the founder of the Roman Catholic Church. Okay? Now listen. Because the Roman Catholic Church persecuted believers, don't you think that's what the Illuminati are doing too? The Illuminati are trying to persecute believers, Bible believers. They're trying to get rid of Christianity. And yet, their founder was a former Jesuit priest. Okay? Dr. Adam Weishaupt was a Jesuit, and the Jesuits are connected to the Vatican. Does that make sense? Listen, I'm not trying to be offensive, okay? I'm not trying to get angry. I'm trying to speak the truth in love in a calm way, but I'm trying to tell the truth. I know it's very hard to hear, but I'm not going to apologize for speaking the truth. The truth is the truth, and the truth will stay consistent. It will never change. Amen. The Illuminati is putting people in bondage. The religion of the Illuminati is paganism. And that is what Roman Catholicism is. Roman Catholicism is a pagan religion. It's not Christian. They worship a Jesus that's still on the cross. But Jesus Christ is not on that cross. He died. He was buried. On the third day, he rose again. And he's alive. God raised him from the dead. And guess what? Jesus Christ is at the right hand of the Father. And he's coming back Jesus Christ is coming back as a lion, as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, to rule and reign. Amen. I'm looking forward to that day. But Semiramis is a goddess whose sign is a crescent moon. Okay, Semiramis is a goddess who has a crescent moon kind of sign. That's her sign. Okay, Nimrod is a god whose sign is a pentagram, a five-pointed star with a Mendes goat. Okay, the goat of Mendes. Okay, and the six-pointed star are very infamously used in the Illuminati and Freemasonry and all these different occult groups. Okay? Now, I just kind of want to review a little bit on the seven-part plan of the Illuminati's conquest. Okay? Dr. Adam Weishaupt created a seven-part plan for a new world order. And really quickly, I'm not going to spend any time on this, but if you want to know more information, I want to encourage you to go to the New World Order series, and I can't remember what number it is, but I go into detail about the seven-part plan of the Illuminati, okay? The seven-part plan for a New World Order, okay? The first one is abolition of all order government. The second is abolition of all private property. The third is abolition of all inheritance. The fourth is abolition of all patriotism. Why do you think Trump is getting attacked? Now, I'm not saying that Trump is holy and he's right and he's born again. Okay? But there's one thing that he has, and that's a love for America. Okay? Why do you think he's getting attacked? Because all these Luciferian, Illuminist Jesuits that are high up in the government don't. They're wanting to get rid of patriotism. Why do you think people are burning our flags? Think about that. The abolition of religion. They're going to try to get rid of Christians and atheists and all these other. They're all trying to push paganism, and our nation has compromised, and America is starting to become a pagan nation. We are. If you don't think we are, you should just take a look at what's going on in our nation. We're so divided, and we have such disgusting and abominable things that are happening in this nation, such as abortion, which is a worship of Molech. Or Baal. That's Baal worship. Sacrificing kids for blessing. Okay? So, they're going to abolition of religion, abolition of family. You want to know something? This nation has done I don't want to say a good job, because this nation has done wicked. Okay? But this nation has attacked the family so much. We don't know who's father. We don't know who's mother anymore. We don't know if a person is a he or a she. We don't know who that person is. Why? Because man has mingled confusion into God's creation. Man took... Basically, God created the male and female. God made it simple, but man complicated things. Amen? Man complicated things and decided that the LGBTQ, the lettuce, gravy, bacon, tomato, queso community needs to be propped up. Well, guess what? The lettuce, gravy, bacon, tomato, queso community is a part of the Illuminati agenda to destroying the family. Okay, and finally, the last one is a creation of a new world order. Let me tell you something. George Bush, Bush 41, okay, Bush 41 is a, Bush 41 was not a Christian. Bush 41 was part of Skull and Bones, which I think really is a is really a branch of the Illuminati, okay? He's somehow involved with the Illuminati in some way, shape, or form. Or was, I should say, because he passed away. Okay? But Bush 41, actually, on a video, which you can actually go see on YouTube, Bush 41 calls out for a new world order. And by the way, he said they were going to be successful at it. Okay? Bush 41 said that. Okay? So if you're going to get mad at me, don't get mad at me. Get mad at him. Because he's the one that said it, not me. Okay? If I can find that video, I'll post it on Facebook. Okay? Hillary Clinton once said, Hillary Clinton, by the way, Hillary Clinton is a, Hillary Clinton is a witch. Hillary Clinton is a witch. She's wicked. Okay, here's what she said. She said, she once said, it takes a whole village to educate a child. This is a bunch of lies because it should only take one person to educate a child, not a whole village. Amen. The Illuminati 7-part plan does indeed fulfill Bible prophecy. And like I said, Bush Sr. wanted a new world order. Okay? And he was really carrying out the plans of the Illuminati. He really was. Okay, Bush 41 was not a Christian. He was a part of Skull and Bones, another secret society under Yale. Okay. Also, Bush 41, what was it, his father? I think it was his father, Prescott Bush. Prescott Bush was a Nazi collaborator. He was one that helped fund the Nazis. He was a wicked, two-faced man that was just wicked. The whole Bush family is just wicked. They are. I mean, they're not just some goody-two-shoe Christians that you think they are. The Bush family, okay, the Bush family are wicked. There was actually a thing that Barbara, now I have to look into this because this got me intrigued too. But there was an article I came across one time on how Barbara Bush was allegedly the child of Aleister Crowley. And Aleister Crowley was a very infamous Satanist. Okay, that's who Aleister Crowley was. He was a very infamous Satanist. And by the way, Aleister Crowley was so wicked that his own mother called him the Beast of Revelation. I mean, he was that wicked. I mean, he was an evil man. Okay? And supposedly Barbara Bush is the alleged child of Aleister Crowley. Now, I'm not saying it's true and I'm not saying it's false. I'm just saying it's interesting in how they would draw a connection like that. But that's something that intrigued me because that still intrigues me because I want to know if that's true. I want to know if that's actually true. Okay? That'd be interesting if it was, right? Because that just puts a whole new spin on things. But anyways, this last part. Yeah. Okay, this last part before I get into Hollywood people, is the Great Seals of the Illuminati. Okay? It's interesting because, what was it? September of 1776, okay? Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams were all chosen by Congress to create the seals of the United States of America. Okay, so this was 4 months after the Illuminati was created. Okay? But here's this really interesting story, okay? There's a story it's in my notes. How one night where Thomas Jefferson was walking through his garden while thinking of what to use for these seals, what to, you know, draw out and stuff for the seals, when a very mysterious hooded figure appeared to him, and the figure handed him a red velvet bag to Thomas Jefferson that contained two great seals that would be used for the United States, which are used in the United States. Now, I'm going to show you here a picture. Okay? I'm going to show you something here. No, don't mind the lettering here. Okay, can everybody see that dollar paper? The picture of the dollar bill. You see those two seals? Well, apparently the if you take a look at these seals are actually Luciferian. There's Luciferian symbols on the back of your dollar bill, and this is what this hooded this really mysterious hooded figure gave to Thomas Jefferson to use on the back of the dollar bill. Okay, now, and by the way, and like I said, it is in use today. It is the Latin inscription on the back of the dollar bill. Annuit coeptis novus order seclorum, which means the birth of a new world order, or you know, that's essentially what it means in Latin is the birth of a new world order. Okay, the pyramid has 13 levels, which is the 13 levels of Freemasonry. The first seal of the United States, okay, the first kind of seal that they came up with. The first seal of the United States had the Egyptian phoenix, which symbolically stands for reincarnation. Okay, with the side of the eagle, it has 31 feathers on the left and 33 feathers on the right. The 31 stands for the York Rite of Freemasonry, and the 30. Oh, wait a minute, that's not right, is it? No, because the York Rite Freemasonry has 13, not 31. It's a good thing I catch on to these things, because it's stuff that, you know, it's a refresher course. I don't know why I put 31. 31 feathers stand for York Rite Freemasonry. Okay, that actually should be 13, because there's actually 13 and York Rite. Okay, maybe I'm wrong on that. I have to go back and look it over again. But anyways, continuing on. And the 33 feathers stand for the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, because there are 33 levels of Freemasonry. Okay, so it's interesting. Now we're getting into a little bit of Freemasonry with the Illuminati. So could there be a connection with Freemasonry and the Illuminati, which has potential connections to the Jesuits, which in the last video that I did about the Jesuits, have a very strong connection to the Vatican, and how they are the Vatican, how the Jesuits are in fact the Vatican military. They're basically the military. They are basically the Roman Catholic military for the Vatican. That's who the Jesuits are. They are not a religious order. They are a military order, according to a quote by Napoleon Bonaparte. If you have questions on that, I want to encourage you to go back and see that particular video on the Jesuits, because there's information in there that might answer some questions. And even look, you know, even into the one video I did with Roman Catholicism. Okay? But here's the thing. Okay, so the eagle has 8 claws, and 8 is the number of new beginnings. Okay? The left claw is clutching the 13 Lazen berries, which represents peace and the fruit of that peace. Okay? The right claw is clutching 13 arrows, which means the ability to defend ourselves. Both claws are clutching, meaning that our peace and the ability to defend ourselves will be taken away. We are not a Christian nation. We're not a nation of Christian principle anymore. We're starting to become a pagan nation. And these leftists that are Jesuit trained and probably part of the Luciferian elite, which is the Illuminati, are really attacking the right to bear arms and the Constitution. And why? Because they want to take away the ability to defend yourself. This is why Trump is under attack. Because Trump is for that Second Amendment. And the Satanists and the Luciferians are against it. 100%. 100%. And it's really interesting. Well, I won't. That's going to be a different, another thing for a different time. I'm not going to get too off topic. But so the eagle looking to the left is a symbol, meaning that it is in favor of the New World Order. Okay, and Bush 41 was calling for a New World Order, and he said that they will be successful. And you want to know something? As much as Bush 41 was about as wicked and vile as you can get, okay, Bush 41 is right. They're going to be successful at creating a new world order. And by the way, I think they're going to use paganism to do it. Maybe I'm wrong, but they'll probably end up using paganism to help usher in a new world order. And eventually, you know, the beast will turn against Mystery Babylon the Great. So, for any given document, for any given document, it is only legalized if it has both seals. So if a document has only one seal, then it is not legal. Okay? A pentagram is a five-pointed overwoven star. Okay? They go to Mendez. Okay? By the way, the pentagram has five points. Think about it. Satan's... You know what? Hang on a second. Turn with me to Isaiah. Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14. Okay. Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14. 12 through 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. There's five things that are mentioned in that verse that Satan had in his heart. The pentagram, I believe, is a type or is actually a symbol of Satan's five-part plan. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? I believe that the pentagram is actually showing Satan's five-point plan, because there's 5 points on that star. Now, a hexagram is a six-pointed star with a circle around it. The most sinister symbols of the Illuminati and Freemasonry, I believe, uses it. There's a lot of occults that use it. And when we look on the back of the dollar bill, okay, this will blow you away, okay? On the back of the dollar bill, there is a hexagram on the pyramid and two more hexagrams on the eagle. With this in mind, you get 3 sixes, which is the number of the beast, okay? Turn with me to Revelation 13:18. Revelation 13:18. Okay. Revelation 13:18. It says, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. That's what you get when you have 3 hexagrams on there. And there's 3 of them on the back of your dollar bill. See, the Illuminati had all this planned out. They did. See, Dr. Adam Weishaupt was no dummy, okay? He was not a dummy. He was very smart, very intelligent. And by the way, their funding is backed up by the Rothschild family. The Rothschilds are sinister. Okay. By examining the seals closely, you can tell that the Masons are also involved with the Illuminati. Okay? If you actually look on the back of the dollar bill on the with the pyramid with the eye overseeing it, which, by the way, some people will try to tell you that that is the all-seeing eye of God. No, that is the eye of Lucifer. Okay, that's the eye of Lucifer. That is the eye of the Antichrist. Okay, but when you look on that part, if you actually connect the dots, okay, you'll get a hexagram. But when there's certain letters that you circle on the back of that dollar bill, it spells out Mason. It does. See, that's not, that was all by design. So if this, okay, if Thomas Jefferson really had this visitation from this really mysterious figure, this mysterious figure with the hood was an Illuminist, was part of the Illuminati. And the Illuminati had this planned out. And by the way, they have plans for 3 world wars. That's also in the New World Order video. You should go check that out too. The New World Order series, I should say. Okay. If you look at the front of the dollar bill, you will notice that on the one, you will notice that the one on the top right hand corner has a shield. The shield of Rothschild around it. Okay, so there's a shield on the front of the dollar bill. That is the shield of Rothschild, because the Rothschild's coat of arms was a shield within a shield, and it was red. Okay, actually, let's take a look. I'll just point it out to you guys here. Okay, I'm not gonna be able to. Here we go. Maybe that might be. Okay, you see that right there? There's a shield. This out here is a shield. And there's a shield in there. And by the way, there is a double-headed phoenix. That's a Freemasonic symbol. And yet, why would they have a Freemasonic symbol? And yet, why would they be the ones to fund the Illuminati? Could it be that all these things are connected? Could be. I really think they're connected somehow. Maybe this is one of the ways that they're connected. Just saying. Okay, by looking at the shield closely, you'll find a crescent moon, which is a sign of the goddess Semiramis. Okay? By the way, that, I know people are going to probably hate me for this, okay? But the Roman Catholic Mary is not the Mary of the Bible. Because the Mary of the Bible was not a virgin her whole life. Okay? The Bible says that Joseph knew not Mary until Jesus was born. That means Jesus had physical half-brothers and half-sisters. Okay? If that's the case, then Mary was not a virgin her whole life. Okay? The Roman Catholic Mary is not the Mary of the Bible. The Roman Catholic Mary is Semiramis. That's who that is. The Roman Catholic Mary is known as the Queen of Heaven. Okay? The Queen of Heaven. And they say that Mary is a part of the Trinity, which is nonsense, because if Mary was part of the Trinity, then it's no longer called a Trinity, isn't it? It's called something else. I know I'm probably going to make a lot of people mad by saying that, but I don't apologize for it, because that's the truth. The Roman Catholicism, the Roman Catholic Mary is Semiramis. It is. And by the way, it just so happens, how is it that Semiramis and all this is the Illuminati's religion? Could it be that maybe that the Illuminati's religion is none other than Roman Catholicism? Now, when I say that, I'm not saying that everyone in the Catholic Church is in the Illuminati. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the Illuminati religion resembles very closely to what the Roman Catholics are following. So the question must be asked again. Is it possible that the Vatican is the head of all this stuff? Are they the ones actually ushering in a new world order, and they're using it? They're doing it by the use of the Jesuits, by Freemasonry, the Rosicrucians, but most importantly, the Illuminati. Could it be? Because Pope Francis is a Jesuit pope. I'm not saying that what I'm saying is true. I'm just saying, think about that for a second. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay? Maybe I'm wrong. You see
the crescent moon, okay?
But guess what else that you'll find there? You'll find an owl on the back of your on the front of the dollar bill, not the back, but the front. The owl is a Illuminati owl. The owl is the Illuminati owl, and it represents wisdom. Okay, the owl is also found again at the back of the dollar bill, in between the top and bottom. Okay, at the base of the dollar bill, at the top and the bottom one. Okay, so in the back with the top one and the bottom one, okay? At the base of the dollar bill, you'll find a demonic figure protecting two great seals. Coincidence? I think not. I think this was all planned. This was all planned. The Illuminati have a sinister plan. If you look at the dollar bill on both front and back, you'll find that there are a total of 18 ones. 18 ones. Think about 18. 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18. You'll find a total of 18 ones either in number or letter form. Doesn't matter if it's number or letter. There's 18 all over the one. If you break down 18, you'll get 3 sixes. Coincidence? I think not. The Illuminati had this all planned. They had this all planned. In the year 2000, the Illuminati wanted to celebrate the power they had to bring in the New World Order by putting the symbol of Semiramis and Nimrod on the $1 coin. Right there. That's Semiramis and that's Nimrod. That's the Roman Catholic Mary and the Roman Catholic Jesus, which is the other Jesus. Can I get an amen on God's people on that? It seems like the Illuminati's religion is very, very similar, if not close to Roman Catholicism, is it not? Is it not? So, and if that's the case, there must be a connection with the Vatican, with Roman Catholicism, with the Jesuits, the Illuminati, and Freemasonry. And it's, and like I said, we see that Dr. Adam Weishaupt infiltrated the Freemasons. You know what he did? He became a Mason to actually recruit for the Illuminati, which should tell you that Freemasonry and the Illuminati are very closely working together. They're partnering up, aren't they? Listen, I know I said some pretty strong truth today. See, I love you guys. And because I love you, I have to tell you the truth, amen? I have to warn people. I have to blow the horn. Otherwise, if I don't, there's going to be blood on my hands. I have to warn you guys about this stuff. And my biggest source that I'm sharing with you today is stuff that I've learned from Doc Marquise from his video, The Coming of the Antichrist. Okay? All this stuff I've learned from him. And I took notes on it. And the notes that I've had, I'm putting it out there. And I'll be using this as a very big source to put with my video so that you know that this is, you can actually go and find the video itself. If you want to know more information, go watch the video. Brother Doc, he's not with us anymore. He's home. He's home with the Lord. But I'm sure his videos are still on YouTube. You can go and watch his videos. Amen. Okay, so that's that. Okay, that's how many of you have found that part of that particular one very interesting with the seals? I thought that was actually really interesting to actually see. Amen. That was pretty interesting. But now I want to kind of get into this members list of Illuminati. First one, Angelina Jolie. She's one of them. Because most of Hollywood is like Illuminati anyways. They're like hardcore Luciferian. And by the way, I'm going to put this out there too. You don't have to be a card-carrying Illuminist to be a Luciferian. You could just simply just not believe the Bible and yet be a Luciferian because you reject the Bible. Just putting it out there. Okay? Angelina Jolie has been associated with the Illuminati. Her film Tomb Raider was largely based around the Illuminati-filled story timeline. Let's see here. Paris Hilton. That's interesting. The Hiltons are a very prominent family, and it is thought the Illuminati perform mind control experiments on one of the children of these families. Perhaps that is why Paris Hilton landed in prison, in a prison psych ward back in 2007. Britney Spears. Let's see here. Believed to be another victim of Illuminati mind control. Also has featured Illuminati symbolism in her videos. I'm just not going to even mention them because it's kind of vulgar. Just in a couple videos of hers. We're going to put it that way. Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian has denied that she is a member of the Illuminati, but her soon-to-be husband, Kanye West, is alleged to be a prominent member of the Illuminati. Hang on a second. That's a... but not surprising. Also, the Kardashians' 2013 Christmas card is full of Illuminati symbolism, which I don't know why they'd say that. Is that really true? I don't know. I'm going to stop with that now. Rihanna. She's done full Illuminati imagery. She's been publicly known to flash Illuminati hand symbols. Halle Berry is widely believed to be a member of the Illuminati. Beyonce Knowles. Okay, I can vouch for this. Okay, here's why I say that. Beyonce has she's possessed with a higher power. She's even admitted to it. She's admitted to being possessed by a higher power. And Jay-Z and Beyonce are believed to be prominent members of the Illuminati. Beyonce regularly integrates Illuminati symbols into her videos and performances. Now, whether she's a member of it or not, but what we do know is the Bible says that the spirits that work in the children of disobedience. By the way, Beyonce, who's your daddy? Hang on a second. I don't have it. Darn. By the way, if you want to go at the very beginning of this video after I'm done, I actually have the who's your daddy thing. There was a movie called Master of Disguise, and in that movie, there's actually very potent, like it's in your face Illuminati symbolism. But the reason why I played this clip of Who's Your Daddy, because it's funny, because you see the main character is trying to beat up on this man, and he slaps him, just, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? You know? It's just really funny, and he slaps his dummy, and he tells his slapping dummy, who's your daddy, and the dummy slaps him back and says, I'm your daddy. It's kind of weird, but anyways, but yeah, in that movie, Master of Disguise, there is like predominantly just potent Illuminati symbolism. If you ever get a chance to watch it and look out for the symbols. Like there's so many symbols in that movie. There's one that just sticks out that's like, yep, that's Illuminati. continuing on, Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus is mentioned. Miley Cyrus has fully embraced Illuminati symbolism. She also has a tattoo of the all-seeing eye on her finger and a tattoo of Leonardo da Vinci's, who is associated with the Illuminati, a heart drawing on her forearm. Isn't she the one that had the father that was Christian? I can't remember. Ooh, here's another one. Madonna. Like Beyonce, Madonna also used her Super Bowl performance as a platform to showcase Illuminati symbols and imagery. Kanye West. Kanye West is widely believed to be in the Illuminati. His video for Power is filled with Illuminati symbols and imagery. By the way, I'm going to be hated and probably spiritually attacked. Because I'm mentioning people from Hollywood and probably... And by the way, the next one is a politician. A politician that we all know. Cyrus said, if you pray to Satan, you'll become successful. There you go. Okay. Sister, thank you. Cyrus said, if you pray to Satan, you'll become successful. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Cyrus, I knew Miley Cyrus was a Satanist, but that's interesting to know. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. Okay, I don't want to say that's pretty cool, but that's interesting. I did not know that. I didn't know that she said that. That's interesting. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Oh yeah, Christian Bale. B-A-L-E. Yeah, Christian Bale basically gave Satan credit for his award. Which by the way, Satan probably did give it to him. But Christian Bale was in films like Batman. And then Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises. Very dark movie. That third one was very dark. I've seen that movie, and oh boy, it was dark. But Christian Bale thanked Satan at the Golden Globe Awards? I think it was the Golden Globe Awards. I saw it somewhere, and I can't remember. It was an article. I can't remember. It was one of the award shows that he thanked Satan. That's wicked. That is wicked. Okay, next one. On the Illuminati list. We all know this one. This was a traitor to our nation by the name of Barack Obama. Barack Obama has been photographed making the Illuminati sign of the devil. His administration have also made several decisions that directly benefit several businessmen that are believed to be in the Illuminati. For instance, the government bank bailout directly benefits the most powerful men in the world. By the way, you know who the banksters are? That is the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds are the ones who own the banks. They're the ones funding the Illuminati. Think about that. Could it be? We don't know. Here's an obvious one. George W. Bush, my fellow American. Oh, wait, no, that's Bill Clinton. Like Barack Obama, George Bush has also been photographed making the signs of the devil with his hands. So did Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen made signs of the devil. He and his wife had a picture of his son graduating, and they made those really weird hand signs. And Joel Osteen is supposed to be a Christian? Man, I tell you what. Joel Osteen is a heretic. He's a heretic. I tell you what. I have a passion and zeal to exposing those kind of people. I have a passion and zeal to expose people like Osteen. Oh, and Whitney Houston too. Thank you. And all these people that are just heretics. I have a zeal and passion for it. I don't know why. I just do. But George Bush also had made these signs of the devil with his hands. Also, the 9/11 attacks are believed to be an inside job that directly benefited some of the most powerful members of the Illuminati, like Bush 41, his brother Jeb Bush, who kind of a weirdo. But the Bush crime family are basically Nazis because Prescott Bush, who funded the Nazis back during World War II, and that whole family is just, they're just, that whole Bush family is wicked. Here's an interesting one. Adolf Hitler. It is largely believed that Adolf Hitler and the Nazis were funded by the Illuminati. I think so, because he was a Illuminati dictator that they propped up. Yep, the Rockefeller family, who are alleged to be Illuminati leaders, which I believe, gave tons of money to Hitler, who actually is of the same bloodline as the Rockefellers. Hang on a second. If that's true, that means the whole Rockefellers are Nazis too. Freaky. Lady Gaga. This world is going gaga for Lady Gaga. That was a joke. Lady Gaga frequently highlights Illuminati symbols and imagery into her music videos and performances. She has been photographed several times covering one eye, which leaves one all-seeing eye revealed. Hang on a second. Bible even shows us that too. What was it? That's funny. Let's see. What was it? It was... Was it Zechariah? I think it was Zechariah. I can't remember. Oh, I can't remember now. Hang on a second. I'm going to look it up on the... Hang on a second. Hang on. I'm going to tell you what. We're almost done. Okay. Right eye darkened. Here we go. I found it. Zechariah chapter 11 verse 17. Woe to the idle shepherd that leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm, and upon his right eye his arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. That's what that all-seeing eye is on the back of your dollar bill. It's a left eye. It is the eye of the Antichrist. Amen. The back of your dollar bill is the eye of the Antichrist. Everybody just likes Justin Bieber. But Justin Bieber's name is on here too. Justin Bieber has denied being a member of the Illuminati, but he has several Illuminati-themed tattoos. Biebs, I don't know why they call him that, has an all-seeing eye on his forearm and a tattoo of an owl, which is believed to represent Molech and an Illuminati god, little g. Either he really is a part of the Illuminati, or it's just that spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. It's one of those two things. Jay-Z. Jay-Z fully embraced the diamond hand sign of the Illuminati, and he frequently encourages his fans to join him in raising their diamonds. That's creepy. That's creepy. Does that creep you out? Does that, everyone who's watching, does that just creep you out, raising their diamonds? Man, that just creeps me out. Whew. I get the shivers just reading that. He also features occultic phrases on his Rockaware clothing line. Ooh, here's one. And by the way, at his funeral, they're pushing for serious ecumenicalism and one world religion. Okay? Michael Jackson is on here. Michael Jackson featured Illuminati imagery on his Dangerous album cover. It is believed that Jackson was previously involved with the Illuminati, but after he became too popular, the powers that be turned on him and manipulated the media to encourage the downfall of Michael Jackson. That's just way out there. Many people believe that the Illuminati went as far as to kill Jackson to prevent him from speaking out. That's not far-fetched. That's not far-fetched. Because you know what? The Jesuits have also... who was it? There was a pope that lasted for 30 days, and it was believed that that pope was poisoned by the Jesuits because he was about to speak out against them. You see, there's parallels between the Jesuits and the Illuminati. There's just too many parallels. Joseph Stalin, I believe he was a dictator with the Illuminati's efforts. He was a Russian dictator. Joseph Stalin was believed to be working for the Illuminati, who were funding his efforts in World War II. Here's one. Somebody I know calls him Slick Willie, but really Bill Clinton his name's mentioned on the Illuminati list. Doesn't surprise me. Bill Clinton has been photographed demonstrating Illuminati hand symbols. He is rumored to be an illegitimate descendant of the power Illuminati family of the Rockefellers. Why is all these people who are politicians seemingly to be related to like the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds or any of that? You know what I'm saying? That just blows your mind, doesn't it? It blows your mind. Ooh, here's a very infamous one. One that I was not expecting. But Ronald Reagan's name is mentioned on here. Ronald Reagan's name is mentioned under the potential candidates of Illuminati members. Ronald Reagan has been photographed displaying Illuminati hand symbols. He is also believed to have used his presidency to promote the needs of the Illuminati. If that's true, I kind of wonder if that's what Trump's presidency is kind of doing. I don't know. That's kind of far-fetched. That's kind of a stretch. I don't even know if that's true or whatnot, but that's just what this thing here says. I'm not saying that this is true or not. It's just something that is just interesting. Dick Cheney. It is largely believed that Dick Cheney controlled the Bush administration to promote the needs of the Illuminati. More recently, several Illuminati conspiracy theories have surfaced that suggest that Trayvon Martin was killed as an Illuminati sacrifice. Allegedly, his death served two purposes: to distract the American public from things that the government were doing, and to promote Dick Cheney with a heart transplant. That's interesting. The elitists are sticking together. That's what they're doing. That's what the elitists do. They stick together. John F. Kennedy. It's believed that John F. Kennedy was previously working with the Illuminati when he began to resist the Illuminati orchestrated his assassination. Alicia Keys. On Alicia Keys, on a particular album, she is standing in what may be an Illuminati symbol. She is also closely associated and suspected Illuminati members Jay-Z, Eminem, and Beyoncé. Bill Gates, the owner of Microsoft. Bill Gates is arguably one of the most powerful men in the world. He is suspected of being a member of the Illuminati because his inventions have made it easier for every single person to be tracked and manipulated. He has suggested registering every new birth with fingerprints. And he lives in Washington. He was born in Washington, Seattle, Washington. That's where he was born. Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to wrap this up with this last one, okay? Hillary Clinton. That's up. But not a surprise. Like her husband Bill Clinton, Hillary Rodham Clinton is allegedly involved in the Illuminati. Besides being a very influential politician, she has also been seen wearing pins that depict Illuminati symbols. So, I don't know. The list goes on. Listen. Okay. Alright, guys. I hope that you got something from this. Amen. I hope you did. I'll be posting these sources on Facebook so that you can see them, okay? But here's the thing. I don't want you taking my word for things because I can be wrong, okay? And by the way, I want you guys to be Bereans, and I want you guys to take what I say and compare it to Scripture. If what I say does not compare with Scripture, then let God be true and every man a liar. And if I'm wrong, then I pray and ask that God will chasten and correct and show me where I'm wrong, that I might repent. But if I'm wrong, then I will have to stand before God and give an account, and give an account for everything I did in this body, whether good or bad. Amen. But listen, here's the thing: is the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? He loves you, okay? And for those who are watching and are lost, today is the day of salvation, and I just want to tell you that Jesus Christ, he died on the cross, and he paid the price for your sins, and he paid it in full, and God raised him up on the third day. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. The question I have for you is, will you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, you'll be saved. If you believe that God raised him from the dead, amen. And what you need to do is sincerely go before the Lord, repent, admit that you are a sinner, repent of your sins, ask him to forgive you and to cleanse you and to wash you with his blood. Ask him into your heart and life. Ask him to fill you with his spirit. And that's all a part of putting your faith and trust in what he did for you on the cross. Amen. Your works will not buy you into heaven. Your works are as filthy rags to God. Amen. You need to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, at this time, I'm going to play a 29-second hymn. Okay, it's instrumental. Okay, I want you guys to think about that. Okay, because the time is coming where the Lord's going to come gather His people. My question is, are you ready for that? Because I'm going to tell you something. There are people right now being indoctrinated. There are people. Okay, the Illuminati is indoctrinating people and brainwashing them, and putting them in bondage. But the good news is that Jesus Christ came and He died for you on a cross, and God raised Him from the dead. And Jesus said, "Ye should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Will you let Jesus Christ set you free today? Will you let Jesus Christ make you free today, I should say. Amen. So I want you to think about that as this place, and then we'll close. Listen, I love you guys. I hope that what I said could help maybe draw some connections between, with Roman Catholicism to the Jesuits to the Illuminati, which can connect to the Freemasons and all these other occultist groups. I hope that I can present a case to show you that that might be a possibility. Okay, but listen, I can be wrong in things. And I don't want you taking everything I said for truth, okay? You always take and question everything I say, okay? Don't take every word I say for truth, amen. With that said, I'm going to close it off by a couple of announcements. Today is what, Friday? Yeah, today's Friday. Monday we're going to continue on with our series with our faith series from Hebrews 11, okay? We're going to continue on with that series, so stay tuned for that. Sunday, I may do a live devotional. We'll kind of see and kind of play by ear. I think that's about it. So please pray for me, pray for my family, pray for the ministry, pray for these videos, pray for our Facebook, YouTube, and Sermon Audio Ministries. Pray that God will take these videos and use them for His kingdom, for His glory, and His honor. Pray that these videos can make a difference in people's lives. Amen. But with that said, I'm going to close it off for the evening. I love you guys. God bless you. And if the Lord willing, we will see you on Monday. And remember, think Bible and live Bible. Amen. Live by what the Bible says and the think Bible. Amen. Listen, you guys, I love you guys. You have a good night. You have a good weekend. God bless you. We'll see you Monday. See you. Bye.